Let's say we'll do the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah, mitzvah lichtov kol echad Yisrael Sefer Torah la'atmo. So Michas Chinuch writes, if you look at Sif Katan Aleph, he quotes from the mitzvah zumu v'res b'Rambam, Chos Tfilin Mezuzah, Tur Shulchan Aruch, Gemara Shem Sanhedrin, Menachos, all these different places. Mavur b'Sanhedrin kan Amar Rabba, very well-known statement. You guys did this last year. Afal pi she'nichal lo avosav Sefer Torah. Even though father may have been Moorish, he died and was Moorish to his children, the Sefer Torah, Shinemar, he still has to write his own Sefer Torah. The son who's Yorish to Sefer Torah, he doesn't get the mitzvah. He needs to write his own. Why? Shinemar, Ve'ata kitzu lachem es hashirazos. You have to write it. So what's the drasha? Which words in the pasuk indicates that he has to write it on his own? So he says, Pashut. It's not lachem, that you have to own it. Because had the word lachem been the source that you have to write your own Sefer Torah, lachem, it's yours. If a person is yorish, that becomes lachem. So he's fulfilling ata kisu lachem. You have the ownership. Which is no different than kimo esrog v'har bidvarm debeinan lachem. We know, of course, lakachtem lachem. You have to own the lulav. So yotze birusha. If a guy is yorish, his father's lulav, that's lachem. So here too, also, if a person's yorish his father's Sefer Torah, it's lachem. So lachem, the word lachem cannot be the source that a person needs to write his own Sefer Torah. Ella, what's the raya? Ella ha'ochacha dichsivata kisu lachem. The word kisu, he didn't emphasize it here, but he means that the writing, you have to do a ksiva. Im kein kol ish miyisrael mitzuva lichtov da mitzah hi aksiva sheyachtov lo Sefer Torah. Ha'ochacha mitevas kisu. Kisu is the source. You have to do a ksiva. Vim Kane, if that's the case, then it's Pashit Kimod Biyusha in a Yotze Mitzvah who are din bikana. A person doesn't fulfill ksiva by inheriting, so too he doesn't fulfill ksiva by buying. You need to do the Maisa Ksiva. So this is a big hakira. Is it a Maisa Ksiva or is it the Tosa, the ownership of it? That's the hakira he did make mentioning. And he's proving from this Gemara it must be the Maisa Ksiva. That's the Chiv Mali Kinyan Ma'o Yerusha came into low kosiv a mitzvah hiya ksiva. Very clear in the Minchas Chinuch.
He's not talking about commissioning the writing, or is he also referring to that?
No, right now he's on ksiva, but in theory, he mentions shlichus later on. He doesn't get involved in this, but a person hires someone to shlichus, so seemingly that would work no different than any other mitzvah where shlichus works. Fine. So that's the Gemara there in Sanhedrin that Yerusha doesn't work. So then you move to the Gemara, next piece, Ubimenachlis Dafla Amin Aleph, he writes, Amar Rabbi Yeshua Bar Abba Amar Rav Gidel Amar Rav Halokeach Sefer Torah Minashuk Kechotef Mitzvah Minashuk. The person purchases a Sefer Torah from the Shuk, it's as if he's grabbing the Mitzvah. So just before reading the next line, sounds like you'd be Yotze the Mitzvah though. It may be a little bit different, but you're Yotze the Mitzvah, so you see that Kinyan works even though Yerusha doesn't work. It seems to be a steer in the Gemaras. So the Minchas Chinuch says, Kisu ma'al, the pasuk, rather the Gemara continues to explain, Kisu, if they write it though, ma'ala lava kasav kilu kiblu meharsina. Writing a Sefer Torah is viewed as if you actually received it. It sounds like a lesser level than simply buying it, but buying still works. And Amar of Sheshesh, Rav Sheshesh says, im hagya filo os achas. If you fix one letter in the Torah, making a kasher, ma'ala lava kasav kilu kasav. That's also as if you wrote it itself. So what's a lashon kichotev mitzvah, like you're grabbing a mitzvah? So Nira, he says, it appears that mitzvah mekayim ach einu mina mukher. You're yote, but not the best form. Rak bekisu havalei kilu kiblu meharsina, writing is the best form. V'chein perish Rashi that way, shekasav v'mitzvah avid aval kasav havi mitzvah yisera tvei. It's better to do the ksiva. But he writes, based on this, emes einu muvan. It doesn't make any sense. Kevin dechsiv b'torah kisru imkein ha mitzvah ksiva, like we proved in the earlier part. You have to do a maisa ksiva. Mali Yerusha de Loyatza Mali Kinyan. We prove for the Gemara Sanhedrin that Yerusha doesn't work. But now the Gemara Menachla says Kinyan does work. What's the difference? You need Dafka Ksiva. He leaves it off as a Tzarachin, it seems. Okay. Now he proofs from the Rambam. So it seems to be a steer in the sugyas. So the Rambam writes, Lashon Rambam Kan, Halach Aleph, Mitzvahs Asei Akol Ish V'Ish Mishal Lichtov Lo Sefer Torah, Afa Pi V'Chulei. Vim kisu biyado im ein yodei lichtov achem kosin la write. If you can't write, you could commission others to write for you. V'chol amagi kilu kisu kulo. There's a strong emphasis on ksiva fishitas Rambam, and it's very important. He notes that v'lo kosav im ein yodei lichtov yikne. He doesn't mention the option of buying according to Rambam. It's very clear that the Rambam holds it's about Ksiva. He doesn't mention Kinyan, doesn't mention Yerusha. It's all about a Maisa Ksiva. So he just seems to reject the Gemara Menachos. That's what seems to go on. The Chotef Minashuk, the Chotef Mitzvah Minashuk, doesn't work for the Rambam Mitzvahs. It seems just the Stirim Sugyas. And he paskins like the Gemara in Sanhedrin that's a Ksiva, not about Lechem.
Where is Tan?
Yeah, Hilchos Seah Tefillin. Tefillin Tevet Torah. So the footnotes point out here, though, when you look at Os Gimel, they say, Kei naktu har be'achronim b'das ha-Rambam, aval kvar he'iru b'zevesh b'sefer ha-mitzos kosov lehedya. Rambam writes very clearly, Im e'ef shalo l'chosvo toch shikneu o yischor. If you can't write it, then you could buy it. He clearly writes, Kinyan works. B'chein mashma shemifarish ha-me'iri b'das ha-Rambam b'kir sefer. He brings others rise as well. So that's what he writes in the Sefer Mitzvos. Maybe he was Choser. But Pashas is from the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah is that it's all about Ksiva. And that goes supports the Minchas Chinuch above that it's all about Ksiva. The footnote also points out in Os Aleph, though, from the Yad Ramah and others, that they say the Rai is from Lachem. That really, Yerusha doesn't work because of Lachem. Just a side point there. Either way, there seems to be Machlokas, whether it's about Ksiva or Lachem, simply owning it. Seems to be a Machlokas in the Sugyas, and then how to Paskin. Okay. Look at the next to Os Gimel V'Hinei. He writes, Hinei says, Ein mekayim ha-mitzah ad she'yeh kasuv kedin sefer Torah. You don't get the mitzah until you've written it in the proper way, a kasher sefer Torah. Aval im yesh bo davar aposel, if there's something that makes it puzzle, then o chaser, o yeser, whichever one knows, an extra letter, a missing letter, afilu os achas, ein yotze yidei ha-mitzah, kein ha-sefer Torah klam. Right? In order to get the mitzvah of sefer Torah, you need to have the kasher sefer Torah. So he says, if that's the case, look at the next paragraph of Lufiza. You have the right one there? I think we're in the next one now. Okay. So is that right? Is that the right one? I don't know.
No, we're still on Lamech.
Okay, yeah. Fine. Ulufiza, it says, according to this, that you need to write a Kasher Sefer Torah to be Yotzei. Mitzvah Zuru Fefes Biyadenu. This mitzvah has become very weak nowadays. Why? The Mavur B'Kedushim, we're learning Maseches Kedushim this year, Daf Lamed Amar Aleph, it says, Bar Rav Yosef, Vav D'Gichon V'Chulei. Wanted to know whether that Vav is, what's the question of the Gemara, you guys know?
The middle of the Torah.
Yeah, middle of the Torah, very good. So they say, go out and check. Go count. What are you asking? Go count how many letters up until there. He says, we can't count, because Inu Havi B'Ki V'Chaseres V'Yaseres, they used to know what was considered an extra letter, what was not. Onun Lo B'Kin, we're not a Baki. The problem is, since we're not Bekim in Chaseros and Yeseros, the problem is now Imkain Kevin De'ain Anu Bekin, Imkain Efshid Kasvinan Malay Chaser O Ipcha. We're going to write an extra Vav, a missing Vav, and we're not going to know. And Ein Mekayim Amitzah Klal. According to his assumption above, that you're only Yotze if it's a Kasher Torah, we have no Kasher Sefer Torah anymore. Because the Gemara says we don't know the Chaseros and Yeseros. The Kvar Heir Bezeb Sefer Shakazari, this wasn't his question, the Shakazari asked this question. Lift Torah mitzvah zubizman hazeh. And the Shagazari concludes, we don't have a chiv to write a sefer Torah bizman hazeh because we don't know how to write it properly. Mitam de'ein anu b'kin v'chaseres v'yaseres. Amazing. B'nei akarchach, he says, but according to this Shagazari's psak, b'tfilin b'arba parshios b'kin anu. We do know the arba parshios, that we do know yaseros and chaseros. Di lav hachi mitzvah tfilin rofefes. If not, that means we're even weak in terms of fulfilling the mitzvah of tfilin. Akarchach has to be kaven dehi mitzvah tmidah. Since we always had a tefillin, we wear it all day long for years. Heim rak arba aparshos. They're much smaller than the entire Sefer Torah, of course. Lo shachu, we never forgot it. Only regarding v'chalat Torah, the rest of the Torah ain't anu b'kim. So we still have the fulfillment of the tefillin, but we don't have the fulfillment of writing Sefer Torah. But he says that he has a big problem with this. They call makom kasha kaven deze gam kain mitzvah asay. Writing a Sefer Torah is also a mitzvah asay. Heyach lo nitnu lebam shelo lishkoch. How could the gedolim of the time let it be that they forgot how to write the Sefer Torah? The lama nishkach bimei hamaram. And why dafka during the times of the amaram? The Tanaim knew it. Rav Yosef said the Tanaim before our generation knew it. We are the amaram don't know it. How could that be? Ki bimei Tanaim lo nishkach kimavur b'sanhedrin. They knew, the Gemara tells us, Yesh ein lemikra, yesh ein lemesaris. They could do sukkah, sukkos. They were able to darshan vavs. That was the Tanaim's time. V'darshu harbi drashos. Hayach nishkach bimei amaram. How was it possible, Kadosh Baruch Hu, could let it be that will forget the Sefer Torah. So he writes a very lamdish point. The explanation is as follows. The Yeshne Mine Chasar V'Yeser. There's two dinim here. There's two types of missing and extra letters. Echad Da'al Yidei HaChasar O HaYeser Nishtana Perushatev. There's one letter, one type. If it's missing the letter, it's going to change the definition. O Yuchal Dishtanos Kihanu Demavur B'Sanhedrin. He goes, brings a series of examples. We don't need to read through all of them, but the word sukkas versus sukkos. Sukkos is two sukkas. Sukkas is one sukkah. Number of other examples. We don't need to go through all of them, but such a thing there. If you go down now, five last lines, you have the underline in mind. But the five last lines, the first word is Aydei Chaser, O Yeser, Bivadei HaSefer Torah Puzzle. If it's missing one of those letters and it changes the word, for sure that's going to be a Puzzle Sefer Torah. Vein Lo Din Sefer Torah. It doesn't have a Din of a Sefer Torah that way. Ki Teva Acheres Mi Kfi Shenim Sarlanu. It's a completely different word. Umikol Shekein Laman Desover. If I skip that next line, go one line down now. Ach Yesh Chaseros, but there are other types of chaseros. Yiseros, deino mishane perush hateva ideze. There are other types of words, that are letters that are missing that don't change the word, like the word Aaron, the name Aaron. Is it with a vav or not a vav? That doesn't change the pronunciation, doesn't change the meaning. Those types of chaseros, yiseros, we can keep going to the next page now. We don't need to go through all the examples. Those are two types. Some extra words, letters rather, or missing letters that change the word, and others that don't change the word. So after going through a number of these examples, he writes, if you go down four lines on the right column, four lines down, the end of the line, v'hine. V'hine ha-chelek ha-rishon, the first type, v'adai lo nishkach klal. The first type that doesn't change, that does change the meaning, that certainly was not forgotten. It couldn't be. That wasn't forgotten. Now jump down further, again, I know we're jumping a lot here, but there's a lot of parenthetical points here and examples we don't need to go through right now. But ach of some chaseres. If you go down halfway down the line, the paragraph, the first word is Torah klal, and then it says the word ach by the period. Ach of some chaseres v'yaseres shelo nishtana perush hamila klal bein chaser yeser eino mazik klal. If it's missing a letter, it doesn't change the form, it doesn't change the word, it doesn't change, no damage. Shita lan deino ma'akiv klal, that will not affect the status of the Sefer Torah. That's the type that the Gemara in Kedushin says that we forgot. That's why they didn't know if the Vav Gachon was in the middle where it lied. That also doesn't affect the fulfillment of the mitzvah Sefer Torah. Even though you're missing letters or not, if it doesn't change the meaning, it doesn't change the effect of it. Okay, fine. Yotzin Mitzvah Mitzvah Mishlam. It's very, very lamdisha. Two dinim. Different types of chaseres v'yaseres. But then he asks a very important question. Im ki kol ha-Torah kula shmo sovshar kadosh baruch hu ki yadu. We all know that Hashem's name, the entire Sefer Torah letters is Hashem's name. Mikol makom kevan de'eno mishtana perush ha-teva uvekriya eino nikar imale ochatzer less than ba. We're not bothered, even though the Shemus Hashem is going to be changed by a missing letter, since it's not noticeable and it doesn't change the meaning, we're not bothered by that. The fact that we might not have the Shem Hashem does not prevent us from fulfilling the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah. Now, the footnote here quotes in the Ramban, from the Ramban that argues on this, Minchaschina argues on the Ramban. Os Ches, he says, Ishtamit say the Ramban, that he forgot the famous Ramban, the Hakdama to the Perishal Torah. The Pshitilei de Ipcha, it's obvious the opposite's the case. Even though it has no impact on the understanding of the word of the pasuk, it still disqualifies the Sefer Torah lefi the Ramban against the Mishnah Chinuch. So this supports the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh and the Ramban both say, since we don't know the Chaseros v'Yaseros, we can't write a Sefer Torah b'zman hazeh, we don't get the mitzvah. Mishnah Chinuch couldn't fathom that they forgot. He couldn't fathom that Amoram would forget, so therefore he created these Sfei Dinim. Okay.
This would only apply to, like, see the Sefer Torah, but what about, like, obviously we make the brachas on the Torah and, like, consider, like, create the Torah, like, parshas offered than the Reis.
Beautiful. So, if you look in the next paragraph now. So, this is all Ksiva. What about the Kriyas Torah? He says, Ayin b'chocham tzvi simen nundalet shehirish al tzemach tzedek simen kuf yotes b'maisa dimigarsheim. Mem tachas hanun should be migarshehem or migarshehen. Okay? It's a whole what to do, a whole maisa. He's describing here. He doesn't go through the details. Ube'eno nikar, so there, so Hashem nikar b'mateya. The way you pronounce it, you could recognize there's a difference. Ube'eno nikar, mach shir sham gavi yodena b'chad yud. So if the kriya is not noticeable, the difference, the letter or not, won't impact how the kriya is done, you're still yotze the kriya. Ach, ein lemeidim b'kriya l'mitzvah aseh shekhtiva. He still says you can't bring a raya. The fact that I'm yotze the kriya doesn't necessarily mean I'm yotze the ksiva sefer Torah. Kriya is a bit way I say it. Yeah, I'm supposed to look inside the ksav, but as long as there's a proper kriya, so even though the ksiva might be a little bit incorrect, he seems to say, but it doesn't mean that the ksiva, which has to be correct, is necessarily good with the chaseros yaseros. You just say it's not a raya, even though he himself holds you are yotze with the certain letters missing. You just can't bring a raya from the fact that kriya is good with mistakes. Doesn't mean that the ksiva is going to be good. Okay. Okay, let's go now to Oz Dal, bottom left. Hinei b'chaser achas, Oz rather, lo havi sefer Torah klal. We know if you're missing a letter, it's not a good sefer Torah. Nira de'im haya lo sefer b'yerusha chaser Oz. Let's say the son inherits a father's sefer Torah that's missing a letter. So it's not a sefer Torah. So now all he has to do is, hu hishlim oha Oz. He writes that one letter. Now z'yotzi de mitzvah zu. And he's going to the mitzvah. Kevan de ata nasa sefer Torah. He made it into a sefer Torah. B'nei b'menachos lamed amr alaf amrina im hag yos achas kilu kisro v'ayin sham betosos dimu maschel im dak nakai akana akai. If you buy a sefer Torah, it's missing a letter, and you fix it, kilu, you wrote the whole thing. V'nirlet desfir lehu kirashi de bekana gamke mitzvah avin. Ach mitzvah min mufchor bekosev. Fine. I'm going to read all these different things now. Let's go now. Last line. Ach berambam kan halach alaf mevur lehedya shekasev de mitzvah luchtov ol liskor v'hamagia afilu os achas kilu kisvu kulo mevur de magia os havilei kikasev came into ata ayidei zeh nasev sefer Torah. The Rashi had a whole pshat there in the Gemara Menachos, but the Rambam clearly holds if you fix just one letter, it's kilu you wrote the whole entire sefer Torah. V'ayin v'sefer shagaz aryeh simen lamadalad shemifal pel sham dim aviv hiniach lo afilu nichtav os hu hishlam kulo ein yotze ad shichtav kulo. So the shagaz aryeh has a chiddush. He says, not sure. He says, you have to write the entire sefer Torah. Writing one letter doesn't work. Let's say the father wrote one letter and the son wrote every other letter. You don't get a mitzvah until you write the entire sefer Torah.
Did Rambam say that if you wrote the completing letter you get the mitzvah, or if you wrote any letter?
So it sounds very good. It's a good question. It sounds like the completing letter. That's what it sounds like. You, with your writing, you completed the Sefer Torah. I know the Gemara and Babas, they're not quoting right now, and people say, oh, if you write a letter in the Sefer Torah, it's Kili wrote Sefer Torah. Come be part of the Ksiva Sefer Torah. But according to what you're saying, it wouldn't work. It's Pashtus's. It's the final letter. It's a very good point. The Fida Shagasari also, you're not writing it. It's only if you own it also. To write in someone else's Sefer Torah doesn't work either. So, so it's not, according to what we're reading right now, you have to obviously learn the entire sugya. We're just seeing a very, just one perspective here. But according to this perspective and the range that he's quoting, it seems like it's a very good point. You wouldn't get the mitzvah. It's certainly a messiah mitzvah. It helps, but not the mitzvah.
It's like a
kaosim mitzvah. It's exactly. But we don't chalk it up as a entirely. It's not. I don't think it's a key of this entire mitzvah. It's a good point, though. Okay. So then the Gemara says, not the Gemara, keeps saying, the Minchas Chinuch says, Osei, Hinei, Lashon Rambam, Kan, Halacha, Aleph, a new point. Mitzvah Asei, Lichtov, V'Sefer Torah, La'atzma, you write it for yourself. Im Kain, Efshir, D'Beksav, B'Kosav, Kaima Mitzvah, Av Shemachro, Achakach, Onevad. Remember, the Minchas Chinuch's assumption is not about owning it, it's not Lachem, it's about the Ksiva. If I did the Ksiva, it's done. That's it. I could sell it. I could lose it, and I'm a yotz the mitzvah. The mitzvah he rak pamachas lichtov. The ksiva is the mitzvah. V'hakasu ach b'sefer Torah chayim b'sanhedrin kan kasev di makdisha o nevda. If you makdish the sefer Torah, you give it to a shul, or you lose it. Nisbat la mitzvah v'tzarach lichtov lo acher. So this is a very important thing. When a person gives a Sefer Torah that he writes, he commissioned to have it written on his behalf, and he gives it to a shul, make sure he shouldn't give it to the shul because he loses ownership of it now. He doesn't have the bialis. The fi the Rambam, it seems that you be yotze in the Shagas Ari's understanding once you write it, but according to the Torah Chaim, you're not yotze. You have to have continuous lachem.
I mean, it's the mitzvah to midius.
That's what it sounds like, right? What we saw earlier. That's what Pashas is. It has to be lachem for you to constantly own. That's the chakir. Is it a mitzvah ma'isek siva, or is it to own lachem? You mentioned before you got here. If I buy a sefer Torah, if someone's yorish a sefer Torah. Seems to be machlokas in the sugas whether you're yotze the mitzvah or not. If it's just about owning it, so who cares if I wrote it? That seems to be the machlokas here as well. The Rambam holds ksiva, and then you could get rid of it. And Torah Chaim says you have to own it. It's a tmidis. You need to constantly own it.
Isn't it a little darshin time of the krah to say that the reason for the ksiva is you should have it around, and therefore if you don't have it around, you're not yotze the mitzvah?
No, that's not the reason. That's just alumnus in defining the nature of the mitzvah. A reason would be, why do you write a Sefer Torah? In order to learn from the Sefer Torah. That might be a reason for it. But defining what the gather of the mitzvah, that's not a reason. That's definitions. That's what we do all the time. It's not time with the krada. It's the same thing mitzvah ma'isa milah. We discussed this in the Shulchan Aruch mitzvah peruvu. Is it the ma'isa bia or is it the totah of having children? It's the same. It's just a chakir. It's not a time with the krada. Okay.
So that said, presumably if a guy would write a Sefer Torah, let it sit in his attic and never sees it again.
Yeah,
okay.
Pashya says, yeah, as long as you write it according to the Rambam or you own it, lefi the Torah Chaim, that would be the mitzvah. It doesn't have to be used. Now, there's another aspect of Kavadah Torah that it should be used, but that doesn't impact the kiyum of the mitzvah, though. Okay. Fine. By the way, you see later on in the paragraph, you use the Lashon Mitzvah Tmidis, what you were saying. Fine, let's go now to the next paragraph. The efshar the nevad haynu shabala. What losing means worn out. If it gets worn out, you might lose your mitzvah. If it gets over a few hundred years, it gets worn out. Aval nigzal mito. Interesting case. If it's stolen from a person, v'afilu nisyaish, even though you gave up hope, there's no way I'm getting this back. Kolzman shlo kana chaveiro be'ezak kinen haveshelo. Okay. If the Gaza never stole it, now he's ignoring kinani gizela for a moment. Let's say the Gaza never was konit. So then, you're still, the mitzvah is still, you're still getting the mitzvah, it's yours, wherever it is, it's always yours until someone else picks it up from your yish. Okay, so long as no one else was konit, even though you're mafkir, same thing with hefkir. If you're mafkir, say for Torah, so it depends on the alumnus, is it you relinquish rights? Or even when I'm mafkir something, it's all mine until somebody else picks it up. So the same idea here. When the Miyayish, Rashi and those doing Baba Kama, I know the Kohen Elion is doing Baba Kama here, and there's Rashi and Baba Metzia, Daf Yomi just started Baba Metzia. So there's Rashi that compares Yish to Hefker. So it depends how Yish and Hefker work, these connections. So when your person's Miyayish it, it's a din in Hefker, according to Rashi. So you own it until the other party makes a kinin on it. I'm about to die. Let's see what I got left here. Okay. So, let's go to the next paragraph now. Umavuar. We'll do this last paragraph and we'll stop here, I guess. Umavuar. The Gemara Megillah of Zion Amin Aleph Rambam with Shulchan Aruch. The lo yimchor sefer Torah rak lisa isha lilmol Torah. You saw that Shulchan Aruch exactly, right? That you can't sell sefer Torah unless it's for the purpose of marrying or learning Torah. V'nira da'afilu ein lo ela sefer Torah echad mutal limchor mishum shnei dvar meilu. So even though it's your only Sefer Torah, you could give up the mitzvah of owning a Sefer Torah to fulfill these other mitzvahs. Udasa Torah Chaim Ktas Tzarchin. Does it make sense? Delo matzinu b'shum makum shibat la'asei b'kuma v'asei mishum devar meidah. Meaning, according to Rambam, I wrote it, the mitzvah's done. So there's no mitzvah for me to do anymore. I could sell it. There's no issue. But according to Torah Chaim, we're to mitzvah tzimidus. So when I'm selling it, I'm being mevatel a asei. I can't be mevatel asei to fulfill two other aseis. The concept doesn't exist anywhere. Who says the mitzvah of getting married and learning is greater than the mitzvah of having a Sefer Torah? So that's not so hard to explain. You could say that in Purvu, there's a beginning there. The Shevis Yatzra that applies to Bnei Noach, it's a beginning of procreating. And Talmud Torah also, Keneged Kulam. So it's not so hard to say that. Even though we don't find the precedence for this, still it's possible to say you could sell a Sefer Torah, Mevata, in order to... Yeah, exactly. So we have this concept. And furthermore, it's not really a Bitul Aseh. By selling it, Mevatel Aseh, you're losing the opportunity of getting further Aseh. But that's not called a Bitul Aseh. Not, you know, it's wearing tzitzis without string, that's a bitul aseh. I have dal kanfos, I'm not putting tzitzis on, that's a bitul. I'm wearing something there's an isser to not wear. There's no isser for me not to have a siva sefer Torah. It's not a bitul aseh per se.
If you have the opportunity to fill in a saying and you don't, that's not considered.
I don't think it's viewed as constant ownership. I don't think it's viewed as a bitul aseh of selling. I don't view that as a bitul aseh.
If you're going to sell it, so then if you had not sold it, you would have gotten the mitzvah aseh.
Right. I hear. Okay.
Before you could also give me Yashiv, right, in the Shagas area that he quoted at the top in Simon Lamed Daled, where he understands that the mitzvah of Sefer Torah is, he understands the Das HaChinuch is meant to be like a basis for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And that's why he holds that women are futuros from Ksiva Sefer Torah as well, because he holds that women don't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But,
I hear.
So there, you could be Ashiv that way as well, because we know that Talmud Torah is nisbatel for period written.
Yeah, very good. So Ksiya Sefer Torah itself is for the purpose of Limud Torah, like the Mishnah says, and therefore we find other ways where you can be mevatel Talmud Torah for that purpose. Very good. Okay, let's stop here.